Federal agencies will have until August to argue their case for or against relocating to regional Australia. Deputy Nationals leader Fiona Nash outlined the basis of the policy at the National Press Club.
Departments will need to actively justify, if they don't want to move, why all or part of their operations are unsuitable for decentralisation. The Minister for Finance will, in consultation with others, develop a template for business cases for decentralisation to ensure a consistent approach across government.
I caught up with another Fiona Simpson, the President of the National Farmers Federation, about the policy as the relocation of the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority to Armidale in regional New South Wales steps up.
The APVMA is a great example of how not to do it. Certainly we need to make sure that before moves of government departments happen, that full cost-benefit analysis are done and that industry is consulted about these things. It can have huge repercussions to industry, as we've been very vocal about the APVMA move. But also there is lots of opportunities if we're talking about the move for thousands of jobs to regional areas through the move of government departments, if that can be achieved. And we've seen other departments, for example, the taxation department move to Albury, which has been incredibly successful. So I think it's just a matter of making sure that all the repercussions are done, that the work is done before these moves are attempted, and also that it's recognised that whilst it's good to be looking at moving government departments to regional Australia, particularly those that are dealing with regional things, by the same token, it's not just about government departments. It's also about strategically looking at increasing jobs and growth through industry, through supply chains, through infrastructure, and I think that's the way that we actually have sustainable growth in the region.
Well, Fiona Nash has gone to ministers saying, what departments can we move? From the National Farmers Federation standpoint, what departments would you like to see relocated to regional Australia?
Well, certainly I don't think that's up to us to be saying. I think it is up to government to be looking carefully at the departments, looking carefully at the jobs, looking carefully at the skills they need in those departments, and then making an assessment about where the best places is to actually site them. And some of the bigger government departments that we see, as I've said, I've already quoted tax as an example, has had a really successful move. So I think it's just a matter of being transparent and methodical about how you look at these at the departments and where they could be located. I also think it has to go hand in hand with a broader strategy around growing jobs and growing infrastructure and potentially growing industry growth in regional Australia as well, and working with industry to site some of their locations in regional Australia. There's a lot of opportunities out there that will benefit not only regional Australia but also cities that are struggling at the moment with housing affordability and congestion.
Now, you're in Canberra this week, and I guess one of the good things about Canberra is that you do get a chance when someone goes there to meet with multiple government bodies because they're all based there. Looking a decade into the future, if decentralisation happens and a lot of government agencies are relocated to various parts of Australia, how viable does it make Canberra, and how much harder does it make for advocacy groups like the NFF to get messages across to government?
Well, I don't think it's. I don't think Canberra should be nervous. I actually think part of the growth of Canberra years ago was around government departments moving from Melbourne and Sydney. So I don't think government should be nervous. I do think that there's a lot of government departments that have people that don't regularly interface face to face with people, with stakeholders that do primarily perform their duties from the phone or from the email, and are largely not customer facing. So potentially there could be I'm not that worried about having some of these departments moving to different areas. I think that it actually provides a lot of opportunities for those people that work in those departments to have a much more favourable regional lifestyle, and also to bring some of the numbers of jobs to regional areas.
National Farmers Federation President Fiona Simpson speaking on the decentralisation of Commonwealth agencies. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Thursday. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at @NatRuralNews. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.